Om Shanti. Today is 17 July 2025. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan. We now listen to the Bhog message. Today, carrying everyone's very, very loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region. I saw Baba standing on a mountain. The mountain was very beautiful, sparkling with golden light. Baba's form was also very loving, very lovely. What did I see at the bottom of the mountain? There was a beautiful scene of the path of devotion. The devotees were engaged in different activities, some playing musical instruments as they do during the rituals. So they were all lost in the intoxication of devotion. Baba too was smiling. Along with Baba's smile, there was mercy and the feelings of showering blessings. Baba then saw me and said, "Come, child." As I went closer to Baba, Baba said, Have you seen what is happening here? The father, the children, the Brahmin children and the devotees. We are seeing the form of dedication and love of the devotees, whether they know or they don't know. They are continuing to go ahead in the intoxication of bhakti, devotion. The path of devotion is connected with the path of you Brahmin children. It is a memorial of the lives of you Brahmin children. In this special month of Shravan Mas, devotees, it's a very special month of the year. Some are engaged in different activities of devotion with great commitment, some for the sake of doing it, they're engaged in it, and some are truly with a pure mind offering their thoughts to God. And then I saw a group of children, many, many children, get immersed in front of Baba. Baba was giving drishti to this group. And then what did I see? As Baba was giving drishti, a beautiful kalash, an urn, appeared on the heads of some children. For some, they were carrying something on their shoulder. So on one shoulder was the father, and the other shoulder was Dada. And then in a circle, I saw the new world. And some children, there was a beautiful flag of Shiv Baba. Rays of light were spreading from the Shiv Baba flag and reaching all corners of the world. Baba then said, "Did you see this, child?" The devotees are just following or celebrating the memorial of what the children have done at the confluence age. The children have taken the responsibility of glorifying the Father in the world, and so they're carrying this urn of responsibility on their heads. They're doing, Baba's children are doing service in order to glorify the Father. Baba has given his company and his support to carry out this task. You children are the instruments, but Baba is the support. And then you'll experience lightness in this life. You'll experience and you'll witness success in service. Baba just signaled with his hand, and the flag that the children were holding, that flag came to Baba's hand. Lord, brilliant rays of light were spreading all around from this flag. They were spreading and falling as was sprinkling the rays of light, like sprinkling on all the devotees, and it was as though they were receiving droplets of some attainment or the other. Baba then explained, Baba is bound, he is committed to give the return of the devotional feelings of the devotee souls. But what is Baba committed to do for the Brahmin children? Baba is committed, bound, to merge the complete form of the children, the form of all rights. And so Baba gives the return of all the Brahmin children as well. So as Baba said this, a very beautiful urn appeared on the heads of all the children, and then jewels of knowledge were in that urn, and those jewels of knowledge were spreading and reaching everyone as blessings. Then Baba also emerged the form of the angelic form of the children. Baba said, according to the time, souls of the world are searching for their angels, they're searching for someone to listen to their calls, they're searching for someone who will show them the path. So at this time, you children have to emerge your form, through which you can share your memorial, share all these experiences. So each Brahmin child was holding Shiv Baba's flag. And it was as though Baba's flag was reaching right to the top in the skies. Rays of light spreading from the flag and spreading all across the world. And the world started to sparkle like a new tree, like the new world. And the flags that the Brahmin children were holding were spreading all across the world, through all the five continents. So the light was spreading throughout the world, and within that light, Baba was visible. So the souls of the world were seeing this light and saying, "My Baba, my Baba, my Baba has come. My Baba is my companion." So the souls of the world were just dancing in joy. Baba then said, "Now is the time for you children to give the return of the pure feelings of the devotees, whatever little attainment you can give them, you have to do that. So emerge your form of being those beloved deities in front of them and give them experiences." This is why the Baba is telling you children, emerge your angelic form and take a tour of the entire world often. Baba has given you the urn of responsibility, of service. You're fulfilling that responsibility of service. But sometimes the Brahmin children feel tired in certain aspects. Just as the devotees complete or fulfill their thoughts, they never allow anything to become an obstacle in their pilgrimages. Similarly, you children should not be obstructed by any kind of thoughts of laziness or tiredness. You have to cross over. Remember, Baba is your companion. You are under the canopy of protection of the Father. The Father is taking you along with Him. So make that firm and you will continue to fly. You won't feel that you are flying, but you'll feel that Baba is making you fly. Baba emerged all the Brahmin children in front of him. He was showering them with a lot of love. Baba then said, Baba knows which particular group have come to meet him. It's a group from Amritsar in Punjab who have come for their bhakti in Pandav Bhavan. These are the children. They are the strong children. Baba was remembering Dadi Chandramani, who was the lioness. She had created a very strong foundation in that land. She made everyone experience special things from Baba. Baba then gave lots of remembrances to this group. And then I then shared different messages from different souls who had offered bhog. Baba then said, all these thoughts have reached Baba. And Baba is giving them the replies to all their thoughts. I offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then fed everyone the bhog in the subtle region. Baba then gave everyone a small gift. There was light emerging from this gift, which was in the design of a star. On this gift was written, may you be obstacle proof and the embodiment of remembrance. Baba gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.